Until it was still at school, wasn't he? He just started secondary school, I think.
He was going to... He went to two schools. The first one was a prep school, Swanbourne, which had great reputation, socially as well as academically. Nowadays, if I ever mention to any of the ex-heads of public schools who live in Pelham Square that Philip went to Swanbourne, I said, really? Oh, tremendous place, tremendous place. Was Evans in charge then? And I say, oh yes, Evans was the head. He said, oh, lucky boy, lucky boy. It was considered one of the prep schools in those days.
Did he like it, do you think?
Did he like it? Yeah, I think so, because one of the Evans sons was an expert on submarines and had a lot of experience on submarine warfare, and kept the boys entertained with accounts of submarine warfare, which Philip rather liked. Then he went to Wickham Grammar School, which he didn't find terribly stimulating, except for one thing. For many years after the war, there was a shortage of newsprint in this country. So not only did you have four-page newspapers, but you also had a shortage of comics. And young schoolboys in the first form, the second form, this was a terrible handicap to be without comics. So Philip organised a comics exchange.
Ah, typical.
I don't know if there was a rake off for him. He probably read all the comics for free.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that he read comics.
Oh, of course he did. And that, I think, was the most important thing in his life at Wickham Grammar.
Was that a boarding school as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and what, he would come home for holidays and things like that?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, well, we were dealing with the time between 1946
and the end of the war.
Yeah.
And I went back to Research Services.
Which was LBE?
Well, it was a subsidiary of the London Press Exchange.